Gotta love the passion right there from our guest right now on the roundtable, brought to you by Blue Point Grill. Best seafood in town. In fact, they've won the Silver Spoons Award for the best seafood every year since they've been open. I've told you already about the lobster. Taste the lobster. The lobster is good. The crab legs, the scallops, the ahi tuna, the oysters from both coasts, over 75,000. Hand-shucked Matt Wilhelm will sometimes contribute and shuck the oysters for you at Blue Point. They got great service. It's a VIP experience for everybody. So take that someone special to Blue Point. Score some serious points. You can make your reservations at Blue Point Grill. That's grillwithane.com. And joining us now for the round table, along with myself, Matt Wilhelm, and Joe Jurevicius, is the voice of the Cleveland Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, the one and only Jim Donovan. And Jim, it was a game they had to have, and some people want to be nitpicky and complain about the style, but the win is a win. You don't get double wins for dominant performances or perfectly executed games. You get one win, and that's what the Browns got.
Absolutely. It's a great day. Let me tell you, people should really soak it up and enjoy it. You're right. I mean, Pittsburgh scored 100 points yesterday. They don't get anything more for that win than we got yesterday by winning the way that the Browns won. And you know what, guys? I think, if you remember, as we went into the regular season, this was the way we thought the Browns would typically have to win on Sunday afternoons, by playing really good button-down defense and just scratching and clawing and trying to get field position and kind of punch it in offensively. I mean, that was really the formula that we thought that they were going to have to use week in and week out, and they used it yesterday, and it worked. And you know, it's a heck of a better feeling today than it was a week ago today.
It definitely was, Jim. Talk about the performance of Brian Hoyer. I know Nathan and I, and we've had a few callers, Joe as well, we talked about the fact that he could have thrown four interceptions, and a couple of them could have been taken back for touchdowns. But overall, you look at his body of work, 19 of 28, 275, and 111.5 quarterback weight rating. What a bounce back from last week.
Well, Matt, and you know, the way I would look at it is that he just kind of slugged his way through the game. I think that there were some real tough spots in the game, like you said, and there really could have been some picks, and they could have taken it back all the way. And Carlos Rogers could have taken one back, and, you know, Terrell Brown could have taken one back, and Woodson had his hands on one. But, you know, it didn't happen, and he found a way to get them through it. And he just kind of, it was like a, you know, he just kind of punched his way through a tough ball game. But for many times through the years, we've seen the Browns lose that game yesterday, where they're ahead and they kick field goals and the lead shrinks, and you know, and all of a sudden they just can't get a drive going when they need to, and they lose the game. And you can insert name of quarterback here, but a lot of guys haven't been able to weather that kind of game and get through it and then finally punch your way through it and win it. I thought that's what he did yesterday.
Jim, true or false that you have sat in front of your bathroom mirror and practiced some of the things you say during a game? True or false?
False. I really don't.
You're really good, man. I love listening to you, man. You bring a lot of excitement to
well,
games. And sometimes
you.
When the game's pretty boring, you can bring a lot of excitement. That's
well,
really good.
Well, I'll tell you, Joe, I've had a few years to work on that.
You're right. You have, man. You get, you're really good at it. It's fun to listen to you now. You know, I didn't get to listen to you when I played, but now when you get to watch it on every weekend, it's a lot of fun. Jim, what's your thought on how the receivers are playing right now? You know, obviously we're missing a big stud right now, All-Pro, but do you think that the receiving crew that we have right now that may be lacking size for some is doing a really good job?
Yeah, Joe, I'm amazed by them. I really am. I mean, you know, when the news came down that Gordon was going to be gone for a long, long time, and then as we went into the season and Jordan Cameron had a cranky shoulder, I was really fearful of what was left there. And, you know, you always hope that Miles Austin wasn't going to reach around and grab the back of his leg for a hamstring because he's had those issues. So I think, for instance, Austin has made tough pressure professional catches.
Huge.
Yeah, huge catches. And the other guys really, I mean, they, you know, they get everything that comes their way. They obviously go with what their strength is. Their strength is that they're fast little guys. They fight hard for the ball. They fight very hard for position. You know, drops have really not been an issue. And I know the other guy, the quarterback, is a part of that. But I've really been very, very impressed with them. I will say this, guys. I thought Cameron was on his way yesterday to having a big day before he got hurt.
Agreed. Yeah, three catches, 40 yards, five targets, all in that first half, and probably should have had another catch. Wasn't for a low throw. A ball he should have caught, though, I'll say. I thought he should have caught it. He would have been over 50 easily there in that first half. And Joe, I got to tell you, it's such a pleasure for me to get to work with Jim. And I think some of the stuff that goes on in the commercial breaks is as good or better than what goes out on the air. But that's neither here nor there. Jim, this offensive line, new look offensive line, McDonald getting his first start. The ground game again struggled. What are you seeing there? And what's your overall take on that situation? Not to mention the lack of Crow.
Yeah, I was very surprised by that, Nathan. I really thought that the game kind of set up for him yesterday, and he barely got in there. Here's the thing I noticed, and you know, Joe and Matt are much better at visualizing this than me, but from where I'm watching it, it just seems that all those little creases that were there earlier in the season, you know, where they would stretch that line either to the left or to the right, wherever they were going to go, and that running back would then find that little crease and get through it, those aren't there right now. It seems to be there's a body in all of those spots defensively, and it just seems very crowded at the line of scrimmage right now. Even when they try to go to the outside, it seems like someone shoots through, and they have to take the play wider, and then it has to even go outside more, and they can't get to the corner. That's what it seems to me going on right now. Now, you know, it just seems very, very crowded up at the line.
Now, Jim, for me to go over to the other side of the ball, I think that we're finally seeing the Jim O'Neill, Mike Pettin defense that we've expected, the one that we watched in training camp practice. And just your overall perspective on the defense's ability to now pressure a team that, you know, didn't give up a lot of sacks with Kruger with three, and then again to force those turnovers at the right time of the game that kind of flip the field or flip the momentum of the football game.
Yeah, Dante Whitner really has come on, I think, the last couple of weeks, and he put a really big hit there. I mean, that ball was like a Heimlich method there. That ball spit out like that. You know, Nathan pointed out during the broadcast yesterday that, you know, he had talked to Kruger, and Kruger feels so much better with that back, and you can tell it. He's just smoother, more fluid. I mean, he's just not as stiff as he was when he was kind of laboring through that thing. They do. They really do look much more comfortable with it. Joe Hayden really looks like Joe Hayden again. You know, it's all really working right now at a good time for them because, I mean, you'd like to see it where everything's working, but that's not the way. It's not the way with most teams. You know, I mean, you know, there's always usually one side of the ball that's playing better than the other side. You just hope to time it that in a big game, each side of the ball is going to play really well. But right now they're struggling running the ball. But their defense has really played well, and I think that's going to be an ongoing thing right now. And if they can get Taylor back and they can get Billy Winn back, that's going to help them a great deal. I really like John Hears. I always have, and so I hope he's okay because I think you need a guy like John Hears. Every defense needs a guy like John Hears, I think.
I think he's been our best defensive line player since he's gotten into a prominent role.
Jim, I've got another fun one for you.
Yeah.
When you're calling a game, would you rather call a fair catch that's going to be caught by Jim Leonard, or would you rather call something that's been caught by Travis and he runs around and fumbles one? What would you rather call in the right center?
I'm going to go artistically. I would the Benjamin thing is an adventure. I mean, it really makes for an exciting, fretful time. The Leonard thing is solid as a rock.
It's solid, so solid and consistent.
Like a foundation,
out,
something you can build with, right?
That's right. You know, you're going to get the ball. You're definitely going to get the ball first and 10 somewhere when Leonard's back there.
Right,
now, the other guy, you know, I don't know.
It certainly has been dicey with anybody not named Jim Leonard back there for the Browns. Talking with the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, here on the Roundtable, brought to you by Blue Point Grill. And, Jim, here we are, 4-3, first time since 2007. And, of course, the Browns find themselves in the only division in football that doesn't have a team at .500 or worse, but that just seems to be the way of things. But how important was a win like this? If we're going to call it, you know, not a pretty win, the Browns won ugly, that's a change for the Browns. The Browns have not been able to win these games. They should. Yep. And how important to you is it for this team and its momentum coming out of this game to kind of learn from a game against Jacksonville, which I thought was very similar for much of this game, and then all of a sudden come out on the right side of it?
Yeah, I think it's – I thought going in yesterday, and I definitely felt it in the stadium, Nathan, during – you know, right before the half, I thought that place got tense. I thought the Browns got a little tense. And I think in the third quarter, it seemed as though Oakland felt this thing is very, very grabbable for us.
No question.
To get our first win. And if we can take the lead here, we might have it. So I thought it was a huge game. I thought it was a big swing game for the season going into it. And now having won it, I think it is a swing game for them that, you know, lesson learned. You just stay in there. You keep fighting. You'll get your points somehow. And that's what they did. Now, you got to do it again this Sunday. You know, and that's the next step for this team. Keep doing it. Do it again now. You know, do it again Sunday. The other thing is, and I compliment the fans on this, that place is starting to become a very, very uncomfortable place for a visiting team to play.
Yep, it is. It's starting to get loud on third downs. They were having communication problems. You could see it in that game, and I agree with you. The home field advantage the Browns are having, and I think a lot of it has to do as well with not only the greatness of the Dog Pound, but the stadium changes in the way that they were made. It seems that the sound stays in and just kind of heads right down to the field, and it gets very, very loud down there, and hopefully the Browns can continue that and get to 5-3. Jim, always a pleasure to have you on the round table. Good speaking with you. I'm sure we'll see you out here in Berea very shortly.
All right, take care, guys.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, that was Jim Donovan, the voice of the Cleveland Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network on the Roundtable, brought to you by Blue Point Grill. Listen, the Browns looking to get to 5-3 this Sunday. What better way to start off than with a tailgate? Oysters, Bloody Marys, incredible food, valet parking. Now that, folks, is pre-gaming in style. And if you want to go for dinner, take that special someone, score those points. We all know how important it is to have those points with the ladies, gentlemen. So go out there. You can get them the seafood, but they also have great steaks as well. They have a lobster bisque that'll knock your socks off. It is delicious. So go check it out. Blue Point Grill. That's grillwithane.com for reservations. And it's at the corner of West 6th and St. Clair. The best seafood in this city is at your fingertips at bluepointgrill.com. Make a reservation today. When we come back, more reaction from you on a Victory Monday, 216-578-0850. Get with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Enjoy this, Browns fans.